After months of heavy airstrikes against Yemen, the United States announced a halt to its operations. President Donald Trump claimed that Ansarullah had expressed no desire to fight with the United States, leading to the cessation of bombings. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio emphasized that the goal of the attacks was to free maritime routes, and with the Houthis' statements, there was no further need for military action. Meanwhile, Oman, as a mediator between Washington and Sana'a, confirmed that ongoing talks led to an agreement where both sides would avoid targeting each other, including American vessels. However, Sana'a's version of events contrasts with Trump's narrative. Mohammed al-Bukhaiti, a spokesperson for Ansarullah, denied halting attacks on Red Sea vessels, calling Trump's claims false. Sana'a's leaders remain skeptical of Trump's sincerity, viewing the U.S. ceasefire announcement as a tactical retreat motivated by Trump's fears about an upcoming regional visit. Mohammed Ali al-Houthi, a member of Yemen's Supreme Political Council, viewed the U.S. move as a victory, anticipating the end of American support for Israel. Nevertheless, he insisted that the cessation of attacks should be evaluated on the ground. The halt in U.S. airstrikes is seen less as a tactical decision and more as a strategic retreat. Despite months of bombing, Washington failed to achieve military success. Yemen's resilience, backed by indigenous defense systems and guerrilla tactics, thwarted U.S. attempts to dominate the skies. Yemeni drones and ballistic missiles struck U.S. vessels in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden, challenging American military supremacy in the region. This led U.S. to reconsider its approach, with Trump concluding that continued aggression would yield no positive results. These operations, which began 16 months ago, not only failed to halt Sana'a's operations, but also increased U.S. costs, reaching up to $5 billion, according to Western media. The Pentagon justified the strikes as a deterrent, but there was no tangible result. Yemeni defense systems, leveraging homegrown technology and guerrilla tactics, effectively neutralized American air superiority. Moreover, drone and missile strikes on U.S. naval vessels in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden severely impacted American military dominance, prompting a halt to the operations to avoid escalation. Trump's decision to stop the military actions reflects a significant failure in U.S. foreign and military policy. Analysts suggest that halting the campaign was an attempt to avoid the global embarrassment of a military defeat for the world's most powerful air force. Charles Waldoff, an American political analyst, argued that this was an effort to avoid further damage to the U.S. international reputation, as a loss to Ansarullah would undermine the credibility of the U.S. military. The cessation of U.S. airstrikes will not lead to halt in Yemeni operations against Israel. Ansarullah has been vocal about continuing its support for Palestine, and leaders have warned of further attacks against Israeli interests in the Red Sea and Indian Ocean. Given Israel's targeting of Yemen's energy and economic infrastructure, there is a likelihood that Ansarullah will target Israeli energy facilities in retaliation. The U.S. retreat highlights not only a military failure, but also a broader geopolitical shift, with Yemen's military power emerging as a challenge to American dominance in the region. Ultimately, the recent developments in Yemen show that the era of uncontested U.S. dominance in the region has ended. Trump's decision to cease airstrikes was not a gesture of compromise, but a direct result of Ansarullah's show of strength and the failure of U.S. military objectives. This retreat represents not just a military defeat, but a loss of global standing for the U.S. with Yemen emerging as a more influential player in the resistance axis, demonstrating that regional powers can stand up to the might of the world's largest military force.